Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I am James Edwards, and this is the Political Cesspool radio program, coming to you from AM 1380 WLRM radio here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to our AM/FM affiliate stations, thanks to the network that syndicates our show, the Liberty News Radio Network, libertynewsradio.com. And don't forget to check out our live broadcast stream, our blog, our broadcast archives, and so much more by visiting our internet headquarters at thepoliticalcesspool.org. What a great night it's been here in the cesspool. You've heard from all of my co-hosts, except for one. Keith Alexander joined me the first hour. Bill Rowland was with me for an absolutely riveting second hour. So much energy was brought to the table when Brother Nathaniel Kapner appeared as our guest. It exhausted me just listening to him. He had so much energy. Great, great hour. And we're going to try to follow it up with an equally impressive hour as Winston Smith joins me for tonight's third and final hour. Eddie the Bombardier Miller has the night off. He'll be back with me next week. Winston, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Having a little allergy problems, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. And I will prevail over this slight little setback. How are you these
certainly
days?
Hope so. Certainly
how-
hope so.
How are you these days?
I am doing good, you know, been sick, up and down a little bit. I was sick last week, got better, now I got a little sinus headache again. But, you know, maybe I'm allergic to this microphone. What do you think?
No, you're not allergic to the microphone.
I love it too much. But, all right, Winston, tonight, as you know, last week we spent the bulk of the program. Last week we were just, of course, days removed from the great law that was passed in Arizona that is causing such a furor by those in the media elite. And we basically spent the bulk of the show last week celebrating that which had been accomplished in Arizona, the other states that were following it. Pat Buchanan, we read one of his articles covering it, and some other issues related to what was taking place on the ground there in Arizona. It is still probably the single biggest political issue on news radar this week in America. So we're going to be spending the entire third hour tonight looking at some stories that have popped up since our show last week. Now, of course, the biggest one, Keith and I made mention of it briefly at the top of the show tonight, a couple hours ago. The biggest story, I think, this week that has popped up was the story from the California school there. Winston, why don't you debrief our audience on that if they weren't tuned in a couple hours ago?
Well, who wouldn't have tuned in a couple of hours ago? Who doesn't tune into the political cesspool?
If they're not tuned in for the entire 3 hours every single Saturday night, they're just missing out.
Of course, if they're just tuning in for the hour with Winston Smith, that's a worthwhile hobby itself.
That's true. But see,
anyhow, let's get down to business here.
Well, I keep them on their feet, though, because I rotate y'all. You're never in the same hour. Last week you were on during the second hour. Tonight is the third. Mm-hmm. They got to tune in the whole show or they'll miss Winston Smith.
I'm a man for all hours. All right, folks, here's what happened. Quartet of high school students in, I believe it was Richmond, California. Is that where it was, James?
Morgan Hill, California. It was near the San Francisco Bay Area.
Anyhow, a quartet of high school students were sent home because, they just happened to be wearing, American colors, American themed t-shirts. They said, that they didn't do it on purpose. It was just part of their normal, wardrobe rotation, if you will. But they happened to do this on Cinco de Mayo, or as I like to call it, Stinko de Mayo. They wore these shirts on Stinko de Mayo, and the mestizo principal of the school told these high school students that they had to either remove the shirts or turn them inside out before they returned to class, and they refused to do it. Apparently, the mestizo principal there had some fears about the shirts being incendiary, these American-themed shirts in an American public school. He was
being
afraid
worn
they
by
would
American
cause
citizens,
trouble,
being worn because, by American citizens, compared and contrasted to the illegal aliens in that American school, who were offended. But go ahead.
Well, you know, these four kids who wore these American-themed T-shirts, they were in the midst of a bunch of mestizos who were waving the Mexican flag all over the place because it was Cinco de Mayo. And rather than take the coward's way out, these young men, they stood up and said, "No, I won't play this game. I'll go home." So they went home. Well, parents, of course, called to register their displeasure, rightly so, and I think some other parents did as well. And when word got out that these uppity white parents were calling to diss this exalted, almighty, mestizo principal of this school in America, the Mexican students decided that was reason enough to protest. So they just you notice that these mestizos, they're great at making babies and protesting. That's about all they do. They make babies and they protest.
Well, they should understand, first of all, and I guess it goes without saying that, as we said earlier in the show, any time displaying an American flag on American soil is considered incendiary or disrespectful. That is certainly a symptom of something seriously and deeply wrong with our country. But, you know, they have no right to even be offended. They have no rights at all. They're not even American citizens, Winston. And as we also said earlier in the show, when we were just kind of setting the table for this third hour expose or this third hour exhaustive coverage of the immigration issue, you cross the border into North Korea, you get 12 years of hard labor. You illegally cross into the Afghan border and you're going to get shot. But if you're an illegal alien from Mexico coming into America, you get a job, a driver's license, health care, and free education for your spawn. And while they're getting that free education, they apparently can talk about how offensive it is to see an American flag. I mean, how is it offensive? How could you be offended by the flag that has given you so much that you don't deserve at the expense of the people you're sending home from school?
Well, these mestizos were incensed because they were wearing these American-themed T-shirts at an American school on a Mexican holiday. James, let's think about Mexico for a moment. If they're so proud of being Mexicans, how can they be proud of a land that sucks so badly that most of their parents decided to leave there and come here illegally? What is so great about Mexico that they feel the need to celebrate it? Secondly, what is Cinco de Mayo? What is that holiday, James? It's when the mestizos celebrate military victory over some French forces. Now, what's the big deal there? Every country can claim a victory over French military forces. It's a cliche that the French don't win military encounters. So here they are. They're saying, look, we're so proud that we beat a military force that every nation on earth has beat. You know, I don't know what they're so proud of. They've beat somebody that your local honky high school basketball team could beat for crying out loud.
And we talked about that too, Winston. It's not even a national holiday. It's something that's celebrated in a small region of Mexico. But basically, it's just an American holiday for deadbeats to go and get drunk. I mean, that's what it really is. It's certainly celebrated more in America than it is in Mexico for whatever reason they claim to celebrate it.
James, I wonder what would happen if Americans who are, for whatever stupid reason, living in Mexico, if they started to celebrate the 4th of July there. What would happen if Americans in Mexico decided to celebrate Independence Day in Mexico?
They'd probably get thrown in jail.
The government doesn't allow that. They don't allow expressions of national pride from other nations. That's a jail sentence for them down there.
Well, no, you're exactly right, Winston. So once again, the hypocrisies and double standards are quite egregious, but I don't know, in 6 years of doing this show, if I've ever seen anything as despicable as this. American school teachers sending home American kids for wearing the American flag because the illegal aliens in that school claim to be offended. And we're going to talk about that at the top of the next segment. It gets even worse because now the people who were allegedly offended, the illegal aliens who were offended, they've had the time to be interviewed and cry on television and to the newspapers. Wait till you hear what they had to say. And keep in mind, this is happening I guess it should go without saying, this is happening on American soil. American soil. If this isn't an insurrection, if this isn't the reason why Arizona and every state in this country should follow suit, I don't know what is. This proves our point far better than we ever could. They prove our point for us. When they act like this, this is why we should close the border. They hate our country. They hate our culture. They hate our history. They hate our heritage. They hate us. We'll be back to talk more about it on the Political Cesspool right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand.
Jump in the Political Cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, if you're not fired up yet about the kids being sent home from the California school for wearing the American flag T-shirts, wait till I read you this next story. And then I'm going to turn it over to Winston for commentary. But just to reset the table here, apparently, the American flag is the newest symbol of hate or of racism. We've written about it on the website this week, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out. Review the links. We've been talking about it on the program tonight. The kids out in California being sent home from school because they were wearing the American flag shirts on May 5th, which Mexicans call Cinco de Mayo. The Mexican principal of this California school told them that their shirts were incendiary and that they either had to change them, turn them inside out, or go home. This caused quite an uproar among the parents of the white kids in the school who denounced the principal. In return, hundreds of Mexican students from the school marched through the area demanding respect from the gringos. They want respect, you see. All right, here's the story that comes from one of the San Francisco Bay Area news affiliates, and I'm reading it verbatim. Just listen to this. Teresa Casillas, parent of two Live Oak students, it was Live Oak High School where this alleged, you know, this so-called infraction took place, said that the American flag-wearing students were overheard saying, "We live in America," at a lunch break on Wednesday. She said her children were upset by that behavior, calling it disrespectful. "We're offended by it," Casillas said. She said parents of all ethnicities she spoke with felt that way. "Morgan Hill is too small of a community to start a race war. This is just bringing it out a little bit more." Remember, what they said was, "We live in America." That is enough to apparently cause a race war. This incident has set off a firestorm of outrage, a flurry of media coverage, and a backlash from some in the Hispanic community, the story reads, who have been offended by some of the defenses offered from the four students who were wearing the flag T-shirts. After the Morgan Hill Times broke the story, Bay Area news stations set up camp in front of Live Oak High School Thursday morning as many students came to school wearing red, white, and blue. In addition, the story made national media outlets such as the Drudge Report and Fox News. And, of course, now that it's on the Political Cesspool, it's really famous. Locally, about 200 Hispanic students walked out. Are you listening to me, ladies and gentlemen? They walked out of the high school chanting in Spanish, "We want respect," and disrupting traffic as they marched through the town to demonstrate their support for Mexico. "It's disrespectful to wear the American flag T-shirt on Cinco de Mayo," said Jessica Cortez, a Live Oak sophomore. "They can be a patriot on some other day, but not on this day." All right, so you see what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's now offensive to point out that this is the United States of America. And while white folks are still allowed to wear American flag T-shirts on some days, they cannot be allowed to display their patriotism on May 5th because that's disrespectful to the illegal aliens or the Mexican invaders. Well, if the American flag is considered disrespectful and offensive on May 5th, Why isn't it disrespectful on every other day of the year? And you're going to see more and more of these kinds of stories year-round as the tens of millions of illegal alien invaders allowed in by Reagan, Clinton, the Bushes, and now Obama are beginning to flex their political and racial muscles. And guess what? Many liberals, usually all been out of shape about the First Amendment when it comes to pornography and filth, actually agree with the principal's decision. They're attacking the boys who wore the t-shirts as racists. The American flag is the new Confederate flag. Winston, your commentary.
Well, I agree with what you just said, James. In California, mestizos are treating Americans, well, like street Southerners. You know, the Mexicans are telling Americans that they cannot show national pride. They cannot even show their flag, even if it's a stylized version of it on a T-shirt. And we Southerners, we have been told that our flag is offensive and a symbol of racism. In fact, if you go to Western Voices World News right now, you'll see an article where military men are getting kicked out of the military if they're discovered with a tattoo of a Confederate flag. As I said, the Mexicans, mestizos in our country, are treating Americans like Americans treat Southerners, like we just don't belong, like we're an anachronism, there's just no reason for us to be as we are.
Winston, you're exactly right, and that proves our point perfectly. First of all, you should stand for the Southern cause, for the Confederate flag, because the Confederate flag is a symbol of nobility and gallantry and heroism, standing against tyranny and oppression in defense of state rights and really everything that the founding fathers envisioned for this country. So they should have stood with us to begin with, but because they didn't, now the line in the sand has been pushed back even further. Now the American flag is the next casualty to be taken in this culture war. And Winston, it will continue on and on and on until European Americans do as every other race or ethnicity has done in this country, and that is, it will continue until we begin to stand up and speak out in defense of our own self-interests. It is perfectly acceptable and encouraged for everyone else to do it, for blacks, for Jewish people, for Hispanics, for anybody and everyone, except for us. And that is why we're losing everything. That is why now the American flag, no one is going to stand up in defense of the American flag except for Americans. And who are the Americans? We are. But we're going to continue to lose ground until we realize that we must band together as a distinct ethnocentric people and begin to fight back from that front. That's the advantage they've got against us, and they will continue to win until we do so. And, of course, that's what this show has been here to encourage for 6 years now, going on 7 this fall. That's what your support has enabled us to do, and we're, I think, the voice of the American right. We're the voice for people who share that opinion. And to be sure, there are millions of them, tens of millions in this country. But they have no voice except for ours and a few other organizations who are doing good work. But Winston, I just, as prophetic as we are, I am still a little surprised that it happened this quickly. We said a few years ago, not this year during our Confederate History Month coverage in April, but a couple of years back, that the American flag would soon suffer the same fate as the Confederate flag. And sure enough, we've been proven right, sadly enough.
Mm-hmm. James, I wonder if comes the 4th of July, comes Independence Day, I wonder if these same mestizos will refrain from displaying their Mexican flags. And if they did, show or display a Mexican flag, I wonder if they would acquiesce to our sensibilities as Americans, as real Americans, and stop showing it for that one day. Also, I'd like to extend what these illegal mestizos in California have done. You know, James, until recently, December in America has always been the Christmas holiday. That is a Christian season. Now, I'm offended that Hanukkah gets so much mention during Christmas. I'm offended that during this traditional Christian celebratory season that there's a huge menorah on the White House lawn. In fact, the only real reason for Hanukkah is to detract from Christmas. That's the only reason it serves. Now, I want to know if Jews can be Jews the rest of the year, but in December, that they leave December as a Christian holiday. Well, we'd be asking the same thing that these mestizos are demanding. We just want our Christian holiday to remain as it always has been, a Christian holiday, a Christian holiday season. And they can be Jews for the remainder of the 11 months.
Great.
Just one month.
Winston, we've got to take a break.
You
pointed out a great hypocrisy and double standard, yet another one that exists. We're going to talk more about it when we come back.
We'll be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back to the show. We spent the first half hour of this third and final hour talking about the situation at the California school, revolving, of course, around the students who were sent home for wearing American flag T-shirts. I'm just glad that schools are out by the time Independence Day comes around, or all hell would certainly break loose then. But good news on the matter. And like I said, even this attack in and of itself is good news, because it proves our point perfectly, crystal clear. If we ever needed a reason to support laws like Arizona just passed, this is it. And the list of states who are lining up to propose legislation similar to that of Arizona's has now grown to 12. Last week when we were on the air, I think it was 5 or 6, but this keeps getting better and better. Law-abiding Americans are finally, apparently, having enough of the illegal aliens and their disrespectful attempts to turn our country into another third world flophouse. And less than 2 weeks after Arizona passed this immigration law that we've covered so extensively on this show, which gives its police the authority to arrest illegal aliens, politicians in 12 other states are introducing legislation to pass the same sort of law in their states. The states, according to an America First Immigration Reform Organization, that have documented efforts by state lawmakers to draft and submit similar legislation include Arkansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. So, Winston, the number of states has doubled since our last show. This is very, very encouraging.
It is, and why don't we see efforts to boycott those states? In fact, James, what I would like to see is a movement to boycott California until they apologize to Americans for what happened at this school. If it's wrong for Arizona to try to protect its borders, then it's wrong for California to encourage this school to belittle American citizens, natural born American citizens.
Certainly these states
like Massachusetts, for example, that allows queer marriage.
Well, you know, and speaking of Massachusetts, you know, Keith Alexander pointed this out in the first hour. The city of Boston, the city council for Boston, Massachusetts, passed a resolution encouraging no citizens of Boston to travel to Arizona. So, I mean, you got the liberal Northeast, the blue states, as Keith calls them, you know, certainly waging war against Arizona, as they've always waged war against the South. But, yeah, you got an official proclamation from the city of Boston, you know, encouraging citizens of Massachusetts not to travel to Arizona in protest of this law that would place Americans first. But for people like us here at the Political Cesspool, who actually champion Americans' history, heritage, and heroes, this is something for which we've been advocating on behalf of our listeners for 6 years. We couldn't be happier with the progress being made. Your voice is being heard. And as we said on the show last week in our extensive coverage of this issue, and as we're saying tonight during this third hour, this could be the beginning of something very beautiful and very healthy for those who love our nation and seek to put America first. But, you know, speaking about people who love this country, Winston, it certainly wouldn't be the Phoenix Suns. And this is something I want to get your opinion on. The Phoenix Suns have now become Los Suns, L-O-S, Suns. The owner of the NBA's Phoenix Suns, who got rich in banking, surprise, surprise, has decided that his team is now the Los Suns. That's his way of showing his hatred for the people of Arizona, and he's doing it to express disgust with Arizona's new immigration law, which 70% of Arizona's voters support. So here you have the owner of the Phoenix Suns. He's already made far more money than he could ever spend, but like most of the extremely wealthy, he wants all he can get. He might lose a tiny bit of it if liberals refuse to buy Suns jerseys or tickets, or if America First people refuse to buy Suns jerseys or tickets. But, you know, he is proving, and it's the Suns are in the NBA playoffs right now, so he's proving it in front of millions and millions and millions of television viewers as he uses his team to make a liberal political point, that he supports the invasion and destruction of Arizona and the rest of America by low IQ, high crime, third world indigents 100%. Have you followed this at all, Winston?
Yes, I have. And like you and probably like millions of other Americans, it's disgusting. He doesn't even have the respect for Americans in America to call his team the Suns. He has to use the mestizo word Lost Suns. It means the Suns. But he could have used an English word rather than a mestizo word. James, I want to revisit what you said about Massachusetts calling for a boycott. I'm sure when the people of Arizona heard about that, they were probably wringing their hands and weeping and wailing. Oh my gosh, how many people from Massachusetts will not come to visit Arizona? Well, how big is Massachusetts? You know, you could probably fill a couple of football stadiums with their entire population. And how many of those people would be inclined to go to Arizona anyhow? Probably a fistful of them. And is that going to affect Arizona at all? Arizonans would probably be happy to be free of the worst Yankees as much as they can be. I think Massachusetts has done Arizona a great service.
Well, they have, of course. And, the economic impact it's going to have on Arizona is non-existent, but it just goes to show the hatred for those who love America, for those with conservative instincts from the liberal Northeast. I mean, it's sick, and they think that it's going to provide some sort of political pressure. Hopefully the lawmakers of Arizona will be able to see through this non-existent threat as easily as you have, Winston. But, you know, it's the principle. Is what it is. It's the principle of the matter is what's so disgusting about Massachusetts, because they're not able to actually do anything to hurt Arizona, but just the fact that they would go on record and go through the political process of voting this through as an official city proclamation is, it's disgusting.
Well, James, you've said a word several times, and that one word really encapsulates everything that this issue is about, and it's about hatred. These people are the most hateful people you can imagine. All Arizonans want to do, all 71% of Arizonans, all they want to do is to protect themselves. They live in this area where entire families are kidnapped. They live in this area where people are executed daily by people on the street. They live in this area where the drug trade is the industry of choice. And it's all coming from south of that border. And all they want is for their cities to be safe and for their laws to be obeyed. And yet people cannot abide that because they hate that notion. They hate the notion of white people, really, this is what it's about. They hate the notion that white people want their towns and their cities and their states to be orderly and decent and law-abiding. They can't stand that, and they hate us for it, because they know that they are genetically predisposed to be incapable of keeping an orderly society. Look at Mexico. Mexico is the hellhole it is because it's filled with Mexicans, for crying out loud.
Well, I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, excuse me. But I've said it on national television. I've said it on this show more times than I can count. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. And you can't have... A third world nation will never produce a first world law-abiding society. So you know, it, for whatever the reason, you know, those facts seem to exist, and there is no exception to the rule. All of the most successful countries in the world are countries that are populated by European Americans or Europeans. Don't hate me for saying it. I don't presume to go into these other countries and meddle in their affairs. But by God, when you cross that border, you know, I'm going to have to defend my family and defend, you know, the land that I was born into. Mm-hmm. That's my duty as a citizen of this country, to protect and defend her, to protect and defend my family. I'm not going into Mexico and trying to change it for better or for worse, and I would appreciate if you would show us the same respect. But no, they don't, Winston, and it's gotten so bad that when we wish to preserve and protect our country, they see that as disrespectful. How can it be disrespectful for an American citizen to stand up in defense of America? Well, now it is, and the media is behind their attempts 100%.
Oh, you're exactly right, James. This whole thing is being media-driven, because you can prove that by the fact that only the people who are against Arizona, only the people who are supporting this mestizo principal's decision to make those white boys change their American themed clothes, they're the only ones who are getting any media time at all. They're the ones who are being shown on TV weeping and wailing over
Hang on, Winston, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Don't go away, the political cesspool guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
If I didn't tell her, I didn't. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, the final segment of another show is now upon us. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you appreciate the message we bring to you on this show, you like our program, stand with us by contributing to this show financially at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I want to quickly revisit the story about the Phoenix Suns changing their name to Los Suns in protest of that which 70% of the residents of their state wanted, which was a law that protects them against the illegal alien invasion. The Phil Jackson, the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, believe it or not, has come out in support of the Arizona immigration law, which absolutely shocked me that a high-profile sports figure actually had something sensible to say. Phil Jackson, of course, has won 10 championships as coach of the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. And he had this to say about the law that was just enacted in Arizona. And I quote, "Am I crazy or am I the only one who heard that the Arizona legislators said we just took the United States immigration law and adapted it to our state? That's not usurping anything. It's just copying what the American government said they would do and giving the state some teeth to be able to enforce it." Then he mildly scolded the Suns when he said, "I don't think teams should get involved in political stuff. And I think it's this one's still kind of coming to balance as to how it's going to be favorably looked upon by our public. If I heard it right, the American people are really for stronger immigration laws. Where we stand as basketball teams, we should let that play out on the political end of it and let it go where it's going to go." And Winston, you can't argue with that. Although Steve Nash, the white point guard of the Phoenix Suns, would, he felt compelled to say that the law was terrible and totally misguided. He says the law is going to encourage racial profiling and sets a very dangerous precedent. Well, you know, that's right, Steve. Enforcing the laws that for once implement the will of the American people by protecting the citizens of Arizona from the many dangers of illegal immigration, that's a bad idea, right? I mean, I guess it's better to subject the people of Arizona to more crime and disease and cultural Marxism and further unemployment than risk hurting the feelings of criminals. That's what racial profiling is. There's nothing wrong with that. All that does is hurt feelings. If you look like you come from Mexico, then you should be, you know, it stands to reason you should be asked whether or not you're an illegal alien or not. So, You know, they're breaking the laws of this country to begin with by refusing to immigrate here by the rules. But, you know, as much as it pains me to say this, Winston, I just became a Lakers fan for the rest of the playoffs. Phil Jackson got it right. Steve Nash, shame on you for standing against America and with people who are breaking the laws of this country. Your thoughts, Winston?
If Steve Nash is so against racial profiling, then I hope he will join us and Reverend Ted Pike in opposing all these hate crime legislations that come out. Because what is hate crimes legislation? It is racial profiling. It is saying that if you are white, you are a racist. If you are a Christian, you are a racist. If you're a white Christian, my gosh, you're a double dog racist. You're a double dog racist, and you're a criminal. Hate crimes legislation is racial profiling of white people. Besides, this Arizona law, it is not racial profiling, because illegal is not a race. It is simply giving the police the authority to ask someone if they have their identification on them, if there is reason to suspect that they might be illegal. For example, if there's a guy standing on a corner and there's a corpse at his feet and the guy is standing there holding a gun, it is reasonable for the police to ask him if he is here in this country illegally. And, James, you know, in my job, I get asked for my papers, if you will, every day. When I go into the various companies which I work, I have to swipe a badge to get in. I have to show my identification numerous times to prove that I am authorized to be on those company premises and to do my business in that company. What is wrong about that? In order to get in your car, you have to have your papers with you. You have to have your driver's license. There is nothing wrong with giving the cops the authority to ask somebody to identify themselves.
Well, no, you're exactly right. Keith Alexander made that point this week, too, off the air. You know, you have to have your papers when you go vote. You have to have your driver's license to operate a vehicle. You get pulled over, you got to show the cops your papers. So why, if everyone else in this country does it, why are the illegal aliens upset? Well, they're upset because they're breaking the law and they don't want to get caught. And this is something...
James?
Yeah.
This way, when I mentioned that this law just gives the police officers the authority to enforce this law, and yet there are some police officers, I know there's at least one police officer who is filing a lawsuit against this law, and there have been numerous police officers in Arizona saying that they will not enforce it. I suppose that some police officer refused to enforce a law that, say, Barack Obama liked, that he pushed to have done. If he decided he did not want to enforce that law, he would be fired immediately. He would be called the racist cop. And yet here are these cops who are openly stating that they will not do their jobs. They will not enforce the law that is passed by the people of Arizona. And they are being praised by these people who hate America. And once again, folks, make no mistake about it, this issue is about hatred, not ours. It's about their hatred for us. They hate us. They hate America. They hate everything about America. They want to see our laws flushed so that we are no longer America.
Well, that's absolutely right, Winston, and that's certainly... Well, it's the media. It's the media and the criminals, mainly. Most Americans agree with us here in the political cesspool. I was reading an article, though, out of the Oregonian newspaper, and we put an article of ourselves up about this at our website. And the name of the article that appeared in the Oregonian is Face It. Arizona law is based on race. Now, that was the brilliant insight of an Oregon Hindu who wrote a guest column for the paper out there in Portland. And she went on to say that it's based on race and it's very evil because of that. Well, of course, I would disagree with her about that it's evil. Protecting your family is never evil. But to the fact that it's based on race, I would say, well, of course it's based on race. It hardly takes an Einstein to figure that out. I'm probably being a little bit hard on her, though, as I wrote on our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org.
No, you weren't.
She's not really claiming to be the first to figure this out. Her column is more about chiding those conservatives who back the law while disingenuously claiming that race has absolutely positively nothing to do with it, which is complete nonsense. Arizonans don't want their state turned into a third world basket case like Mexico, which is exactly what's happening. That's because Arizona is filling up with Mexicans, the same people who made Mexico a third world basket case. And it's extremely late to be doing something about the problem because Arizona, like California and Texas, are well on their way to third world status, short of hundreds of thousands of forced deportations. But it's better late than never, that's for sure. And many conservatives have simply got to stop lying about race, or they're never going to get anywhere. No matter how many times they lie and insist that race has nothing to do with their opposition to illegal immigration, no one believes them to begin with. They still get called racist anyway. So why keep lying about it? Do what is natural and healthy and encouraged by every other race and ethnicity in the world, and stand up in defense of your own self-interest, not at the detriment of anybody else. But certainly we should be entitled to do what everyone else isn't able to do. And that's what we do here on the Political Cesspool, and that's what we want you to do. Quit lying about why you're opposed to something. Be honest about it, because there's nothing dishonorable in your true stand.
Exactly, James. And I want to commend this woman for getting it right. Yes, it's about race. And the good thing about that is she is just, Arizona has just proven Eric Holder wrong. If we agree with this woman that it's about, that's about race, anybody who agrees with this woman that this Arizona law is about race has just proven Eric Holder to be a liar. He's the one who said we're a nation of cowards when it comes to talking about race. Well, there you go. Arizona has made a superb racial statement. We're sick of the Mexicans coming into Arizona and destroying our place, destroying our state.
Winston, I don't think we could put it any more succinctly than that, and that is exactly how we feel. And I tell you, even though I'm still kind of plagued by some sort of a virus that just won't end, my voice might sound a little beleaguered, but I could not be more excited about the traction that is being made on this issue. Immigration is one of the biggest issues we have got to tackle, and it's being tackled not only in Arizona, but now 12 other states are preparing to propose similar legislation to that of Arizona's. That's close to half the country. That's a fourth of the country right there. So we're going places. We're getting there. Continue to stand with us and the other organizations that are out there battling on the front lines, taking the hits for you, ladies and gentlemen. And together, we just may reclaim America's destiny yet. For Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, Keith Alexander, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, I'm James Edwards. I want to send out a special thank you to Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who appeared on our show as our featured guest tonight during the second hour. If you missed any of this broadcast, remember you can go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and access the broadcast archives on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We will be back with you next Saturday night, 6 p.m., as always here on the Liberty News Radio Network, when we bring you the next live, exciting installment of the award-winning Political Cesspool radio program. Remember to live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you and God keep you. I'm James Edwards. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.